Hi guys, welcome to our home kitchen at Rehanna's Cuisines. On this episode of Rehanna's Cuisines, we're going to be making Chinese stir-fried rice, or Chinese fried rice. It uses very less ingredients, but it's homemade fresh produce. So let's get on with it. We are going to need soy sauce, any kind of soy sauce. You can even use the low sodium soy sauce if you choose. We're going to use rice, which is a day old rice, and I have mixed my soy sauce in the rice. So it is a day old rice that I had left over and didn't know what to do with. And we have spring onions, we have celery, and I like to use the middle part of the celery. They're really soft, and the leaves, I like to use all the leaves. It's got so much flavor in there. I've got orange capsicums, red capsicums, green capsicums, and then I've got shredded carrots, coleslaw, and ready boiled meat. Now you can substitute chicken, you can substitute shrimps, whatever you like. I like mine all cooked so it goes real fast. And then we're gonna do salt and pepper. I'm gonna turn my stove on here, and I'm gonna add, and you're gonna see how fast this is gonna be. So if you come back from work, this is the fastest dish if you have everything ready on hand. The only thing that I really needed to cut up was the spring onions, the capsicums, and the celery. But other than that, you know, I bought the ready-made shredded carrots, and the coleslaw was ready-made, and my meat was boiled and in the freezer. So, and then my rice was ready-made too, because it was one day old rice that I didn't know what to do with. So I have about a tablespoon of olive oil in my pot here, and we're gonna start mixing it. So I'm gonna go ahead and add my spring onions in there. This is an amazing dish. You're getting all your five colors in there, which is, the more the colors in your food, the more healthier the food is, and we have a lots of vegetables that go in. I'm gonna put celery in here. Now, you could put an egg in there if you like. Usually, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I can show you, you know, when we mix everything, I'll show you one that you can leave out the egg, and then we'll go ahead and throw an egg in, just so the viewers that wanna use the egg can see how I incorporate the egg in there. And we put the orange bell pepper and put the red bell pepper, and it's gonna be very colorful rice. It looks really fun, and my kids love it because it's got so many colors in there. Look at the colors, especially when you get the fresh produce. Oh my gosh, the colors look amazing in there. And then we're going to go ahead and add the carrots and the coleslaw. And we're just gonna just saute it for just a while. I like my vegetables really crispy. If you like your vegetables a little more softer, go ahead and leave it more on the stove. And then at this time, I'm gonna go ahead and add my salt and pepper. And the reason I don't put soy sauce in there at this point, I added it in my rice, is because I don't like it where the rice becomes really mushy. And I'm gonna do my fresh pepper. Good. And we're gonna give it a quick stir. And we're gonna go ahead and add the eggs in there. So we're gonna go ahead and add two eggs in there. And what I want you to see here is how we have the vegetables in here. We're gonna make a little hole in the middle. Crack our eggs in there. And
then we're gonna stir. And you can mix all the vegetables together, and I'm gonna turn my heat up on high because we just wanna cook the egg just a little bit in there. And once you see it come together, we're gonna add our meat in there, and then we'll go ahead and add our rice in there, and we're all done cooking. All right, so you see how we can see the egg is all cooked, just like a scrambled. Then I'm gonna go ahead and add my meat in there. And it's okay if some of the coleslaw just remained in there, not a big deal. I like my vegetables crispy anyways. And then we're gonna go ahead and give this a really fast stir. And I'm gonna change my spatula into a sturdier spoon here because we're gonna now mix the rice in there. And this was about 3 cups of rice that I had left over. Give this a stir. Now again, you want to kind of stir it really lightly so you don't break the rice. I like the rice that you can see the grains in it. All right, what we would do now is we're just gonna cover our rice and let it cook for just 5 minutes, not more. We're just trying to heat up the vegetables with the rice and let all the flavors incorporate with the rice. So we're gonna leave it in there for 5 minutes and then we're gonna go ahead and serve it. All right, so we came back, 5 minutes is all done. And see how the rice is, we just get them nice and soft. I'm gonna turn my heat off and we're gonna go ahead and put this in the plate. And to serve this, I love to serve it with the Chinese spoon, and I put a little bit of soy sauce in there. And if you want, you can just take a couple more spoons, or you could have hot sauce on another spoon. But I like to serve it like this, and you can even buy the romaine noodles, the crunchy noodles, and you can have it go with the noodles. And now I want to do a test because I am starving. So we're going to see, and this is really good. It's got all the veggies, the protein, and everything in it. So turn my heat off, and we're going to give this a quick taste here. It's hot, but really good. The soy sauce, it's not mushy. The water has not come out of the vegetables. Soy sauce is just perfect. I'm going to try the last piece of my meat here. Excellence. So friends, thank you for watching this episode of Rehanna's Cuisines. Please come back and join me for another great recipe right here. Bye.